Festus Keyamo, counsel to Mujahid Okubasari, the detained leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, says his client requires a thorough medical examination.
Afoye has been very sick for the past 2 weeks or thereabouts. He urinates even up to 50 times a day. If he drinks anything, he passes out the urine immediately. Out of panic, the SSS called in his doctor about 2 weeks ago, his own doctor, and their own doctor that carried out a joint examination of him. And they discovered he's not diabetic. You know, so we are a bit worried that the authorities may be doing something to him and to his health. We have had information before that they may want to eliminate him before May 29.
The Kubo, who has been in detention since 2005, had often complained about conditions in his state security service cell in Abuja. The secret police have ignored a court order that he be transferred to regular police custody. The Kubo has been charged with planning to overthrow the government of President Olusegun Obasanjo and with inciting the people of the Niger Delta to take up arms against the government over neglect and corruption. Some armed groups in the oil-rich region have made his release a tough demand for any ceasefire. Lawyer Festus Keyamo says the separatist leader's continued incarceration is driving the current violence in the region.
It seems the actions of the federal government against the militants, and in fact especially against Asare, that has made the situation degenerate in the Niger Delta. There were no issues of kidnapping and all that before. It was when they arrested Asare that the kidnapping started first as a reaction to Asare's arrest, and then it escalated to a thriving commercial industry.
The creeks and mangroves of the Niger Delta are home to Nigeria's multi-billion oil and gas industry. Violent attacks on oil facilities and personnel in the region have increased dramatically in the past 2 years. Close to 200 foreign workers have been kidnapped but were later released. A Belarusian national and a British oil worker were abducted over the weekend, bringing to 28 the number of foreign workers kidnapped in the past week alone, although 8 were released within hours. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.